Verse 17 said, for while the law was given to Moses, what were given to Moses? You notice that the law only instructed them to do the thing that God said. And remember what he said, if you will, and he told them way back in Exodus chapter 15, and then in chapter 23, he said, I will do what? Bless your bread and water and take sickness from the midst of you. You remember that? And number your days, he said, and nothing shall be barren and cast a young before time. And the number of your days I will fulfill. Remember him saying that? But yet, after he said that to them, and he told them to walk, listen to me now, he told them to walk in his law. What to do? But you know they failed. I forget the number, but in the wilderness before they got to the promised land, many thousand fell. Why did they fall? Because they didn't know, they didn't walk in the law that God told them to walk in. They got over under the law, this law of sin and death, and they didn't stay under the law that God could keep them, because he says, you do this, I'll bless your bread and water, and I'll take sickness. And they died in the wilderness. Earth opened up and swallowed them up. Why did it happen? Because they didn't continue in what God told them to do. But look at us. Come on now. Y'all ready for this? We have been granted grace to walk in it now. Every day. Amen. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to say it again. We have been granted grace. What you mean? We have the ability to walk by faith now. Amen. Hello? We have the ability to walk in love. Why? Because love had been put in us. Those people didn't have the love of God shared abroad in their heart. But we have. But let's move on. He said, while the law was given to Moses, while the law was given through Moses, grace and unmerited, undeserved favor and spiritual blessing, the truth came through Jesus Christ. See, the truth came through Jesus Christ. What? You and I have been made like him. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah 40 and verse 5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When you get it, say amen. Isaiah 40. Notice that 16th verse. Talks about out of his fullness, abundance, we all receive, all have a share, and we were all supplied with. Now, Isaiah 40 in verse 5 says, and the glory of the Lord, this is the King James, and the glory of the Lord shall be what? The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and what? All flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. God has said it. So what we're going to do, we're going to go into some more of the epistles, and we're going to talk about this glorious grace, this amazing grace. This God-given ability that we're living in some of the most crucial time. Paul wrote about it. Peter and them wrote about it. But we are living in it right now. Right now. Right at this present time. Those saying, he said, in the last day, perilous times have come. We're in them. Right now. And that's why I was encouraging you and encouraging myself. And it really is, it's a demand that we reach out, not just joke with people, not just play church. People are dying. And when somebody die, if there ain't one or two places for them to go. You either saved or you're not. And salvation, as far as getting born again, is real simple, but what makes it complicated that the saints don't do what they're supposed to do. He said, what are you talking about? When Zion travailed, if there's no travailing, children don't get born. Every time my wife had a baby, she went in some kind of travail or something. Y'all just looking at me. Paul said in Galatians, I think it's 4:19, he said, I travail in prayer until Christ be formed in you. That's why you just cannot just be casual about your walk with Christ, because people, they're receiving, listen to me now, they're receiving Christ has a lot to do with us in our obedience to what the scripture teaches us to do. That's why you ought to be diligent about praying, not just on the prayer line. You ought to be diligent about your prayer life. And make yourself available to the Holy Spirit. Because sometimes he wants you to travail in prayer. Until that demon, that darkness, be loose from that person. People are held by sin and darkness and bondage. And then he tried to hold us and make us draw back and not be a witness. In sharing the gospel, then in giving ourselves in prayer. But see, you got the grace to do it. I have the grace to do it. Amen. And one of the things that we've done over the years, let me say it like this, most people, we, and all of it's good, but you got to have everything in its proper place. And, you know I could tune up right now. And we talk, and if I start talking about passing out $100 bills and God gonna bless you and come here, I got $100 for you, I'll get you, you'll get roused up pretty good. And that's right. I mean, God wants you. But when we start talking about giving ourselves in prayer, in the word, and we've been graced to do it, so somebody else can be saved, we say, whoa, now, I don't know if I want to do that. Because that called for a little discomfort to me. Hello? I was at the Pastor Leon's Christmas thing last night. I had some of the young kids around the table. I was sitting at something. I remember. I said, y'all go up and be a runner. Kevin, y'all go up and be a runner. Nobody moved. I said, it's going to bless you. Go up and be a runner.